Now, these seem like broad claims, and they were. He was working, though, with primroses. He was a botanist. And primrose, we now know, has a very unstable genetic structure. And so primroses can spontaneously produce great differences, like an entirely different color in the flower. So he was seeing really remarkable differences in primroses. It comes with the species. And he thought maybe that was happening throughout. For him, natural selection still existed, but it really wasn't central. It operated mostly to preserve beneficial mutations. Now, interest soon passed among scientists. It created an initial stir, initially, mutation theory. Within a half a generation, interest in mutation theory had pretty well passed. But it left a legacy. It left an influence. What it did for a while people were debating it, and DeVos was a great scientist, and so people did debate his theory, even opponents tried to test it. It shifted attention to the propagation and preservation of discontinuous variations, big differences. Before this, people were interested, who were trying to figure out evolution, before this, thinking either like a Lamarckian or thinking like a Darwinian, they were thinking of little changes that would gradually lead in a direction. Now, for a brief moment in time, they thought about big changes. And to a historian of science, that is very important, because they began looking for something different, and they rediscovered the work of Mendel. And it wouldn't have been rediscovered without this refocus on discontinuous variations. And then, in turn, Mendelian genetics would provide the basis for reviving Darwinian theories of evolution. Well, that forces us back and think a little bit about Mendel here. Gregor Mendel was an Austrian monk of the mid-1800s who was tremendously interested in natural history. That is, the study of plants, animals, geology. That was his hobby. And he had enough free time in the monastery in Austria to pursue his hobby, at least before he was promoted and became the abbot of the monastery and had to discontinue his works. But during the 1850s and 1860s, he was able to pursue his passion for natural history research on his own in Austria. And he experimented with his own ideas. Now, think of the time. This is mostly, the key work took place in the 1860s. Darwin has announced his work. Mendel has read it with great interest. And the focus became, where do new species come from? Well, Mendel came up with the idea that maybe new species come from a hybrid cross of old existing species. It's not quite evolution, but remember, evolution was in debate. This is shortly after Darwin published his work. And maybe it is that there are two distinct different species, and they hybridize, they cross, and they produce a new species. That might be the origin of species. So he decides to test that theory. And so he conducts a variety of experiments where he crossbreeds two different types to see what would happen. Two distinctly different types. Now, this is an entirely different chain of experiments. Science often advances in odd directions with an odd thinker working in odd ways. And that's what Mendel was. Darwin, Weismann, Huxley, all the other people we've been talking about, once evolution comes out, Lyell, are doing experiments and thinking and testing about things that are just a little bit different. So how can we sort of move things along and keep them moving? Mendel is jumping, entirely different idea, and saying, let's take things that are very different and see what happens when they come together. Hybrids. And he decides to do some experiments on easily usable medium where it was known that there were greatly different varieties, that is, pea plants. Now, that works for him because he has a garden. He can work in the garden. The monastery has a garden. It'd be tough to maintain animals and do animal experimentations. He can do it on the side. They're not going to go anywhere. He doesn't have to particularly feed them. And it was known that peas, because of, well, the work of farmers over the years, there were whole varieties of different types of peas.